Cranford Radio is with the Union County Sheriff, Joe Crine. Sheriff Crine, welcome to Cranford Radio.
Well, Bernie, thanks for having me, and thanks for Cranford Radio spending some time with me today.
We've previously interviewed three of the other county officials, the county clerk, the county surrogate, as well as the acting county prosecutor, but we haven't had a chance to talk with the county sheriff yet. For those who are unfamiliar with the duties, responsibilities of the sheriff's office, can you give us an overview of exactly what you're responsible for?
Sure, and I'm glad you got around to us. We're excited here at the sheriff's office for that. We're a constitutional office, much like the others, as you spoke about. Our primary objective here is to make sure the courthouse complex is safe. With that, more than 50% of our sworn officers are here, dedicated to here in Elizabeth and other places, making sure folks that come in and out have a safe trip here and have all the things that they expect to have from coming through the county government buildings. In addition, we transport prisoners. We do municipal transports back and forth. We bring prisoners, obviously, to and from the jail. In addition, we do our business office procedures, which include process. We serve those legal documents on folks that get a writ or a garnishment. We have the sad responsibility of evictions and foreclosure of homes, which sadly and currently is a very large part of that office's requirements. We have a canine squad, which is the folks that if an officer believes that there's a suspicious narcotic activity in a vehicle, our dogs come out and take care of that, as well as, and sadly, more importantly these days, the explosive requirements given the threats of terrorism and so on. Along with that, we have a community policing unit. We are the folks who come knock on bad guys' doors at night and make sure that we take them away with our fugitive and family violence area. So we have a variety of functions, and we have a great and professional sworn staff that really does an outstanding job each and every day.
You talked a little bit about the transporting of prisoners. I suppose a lot of people who have served as jurors have seen the sheriff's officers in the courtrooms as they've served on jury duty. The jail is just across the street from the courthouse, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's right next door, and the beauty of that in terms of proximity is we're able to, for example, now on first appearance, we do that right in the jail. And one of the new challenges here for us is criminal justice reform, where the speedy trial requirements are within 6 months, first appearance is within 48 hours. Our folks are responsible for making sure that prisoners are transported safely to and from the courthouse and with as least interaction as possible with the public. The vicinity of the location of the jail works well with us. You know, in this courthouse complex, which is the tower building here in Elizabeth and the new annex, unique visits each year. Last year there were over 1.4 million unique visits. Now an employee may come in two or three times, as well as the general public. We're really, really thrilled over the fact that we have very, very few complaints, that folks have gone through this safely, and we think that's a major accomplishment, unsung, which is the way we like it, but very important every day.
You also mentioned about being responsible for the safety and security of the county courthouse complex. I'm old enough to remember back in the days when you could just walk into the building and go wherever you needed to go, but these days security is much different, isn't it?
It sure is, and unfortunately the culture and the environment we live in these days requires changes, and we've made significant changes here and we'll continue to do so. Each year we go through, which I'm sad about, but is a requirement to the citizens of this county and the people of the state. We do active shooter exercises in every building here to make sure that folks understand that the officers that are here are trained to respond to those critical type of emergencies. Along with that, we go through CPR training, emergency EMT training, making sure that we're there to serve the public in any sort of emergent factor that may occur.
When it comes to transporting prisoners, if someone is arrested in one of the 21 communities that make up Union County and they have to be brought to the jail, then it's your officers that would be responsible for doing that transportation?
That's correct, and we do that 7 days a week. We do it in a new guideline with this criminal justice reform that I mentioned just a couple moments ago. It used to be that you could post bail and be on your way, and if you couldn't, then we would come and get you. Now it's a new requirement based on the constitutional amendment and its effective date of January 1st that you need to be in front of a judge for a first appearance, that bail is no longer the defining requirement of your release. Your prior history and other things are all incorporated into a computer program, essentially, that gives you a score and gives you an opportunity to be released. So it is imperative upon us that we respond quickly to come pick up Every one of the 21 municipalities uses our transport program. It saves municipalities two things. One is obviously the money of the transport back and forth, but two, allows that officer who's made an arrest, or in this case a complaint, the opportunity to be back on the street as opposed to transporting folks down to Elizabeth.
You talked about the canine officers that are available. Again, is that something that one of the police departments would contact the sheriff's office if they needed that either for narcotics or explosives?
Yes, and in using them in the two separate instances. In narcotics, if an officer is on patrol and feels as if there's suspicious activity and maybe narcotics in the car, we get a phone call. We're there within 30 minutes by statute. We have 11 canines that are trained for this type of activity. We come and we check the car, for example, in the case that we use, or the school or anything along those lines. If we get a hit, we go get a warrant and we do the appropriate activity. We've recovered quite a bit of narcotics over the years based on this, which is a combination of good police work and trained canines that allow for the public to be safer and get narcotics off our street. The other transition that has been, and we've seen it more and more in the past years, is the need for explosives. We check for bomb detection. If our dog sits, it means that there's an explosive device potentially in an environment where it's been identified. Perhaps the most famous of that in recent times has been the case of the Elizabeth bomber, who was identified and was obviously brought to justice and will be continuing to be as this trial moves forward. Our folks participated in that, like the cooperative effort of so many law enforcement agencies. So it's important. It's become more important. These canines, by the way, are not your pet. Okay, they're not the chihuahua that my daughter has at home. They are expensive animals that are trained, they're treated. Our training facilities in Summit, and we train, by the way, numerous other canine agencies around the state of New Jersey. They are fed the very best, they're trained the very best, we treat them like officers would, as true partners, because they are partners in terms of law enforcement and what they mean.
One of the county buildings on North Avenue in Westfield has the name of your predecessor, Sheriff Ralph Froelich. Is that a sheriff's facility as well?
It's not. It's the location of the county police. That facility was built a couple years ago, and the county freeholders gave the designation to the boss, to Sheriff Froelich, who not only deserved it for his rich career, but for all his accomplishments. And I know Ralph was honored that day. He was thrilled to have that. It was a big day for him. We lost the sheriff in July of 2014, and we miss him here every day. And that's a legacy to everything he accomplished here. He was the longest serving sheriff in New Jersey history. 37 years, and his impact here is something that's still felt each and every day.
Talking a little bit about your background, obviously we just talked about the late Sheriff Ralph Froelich, who was your predecessor. How did you get involved with law enforcement? How did you become the sheriff in the first place?
And many would say that's frightening in and of itself, but I had the privilege of working with Ralph Froelich since July of 2003. He was kind enough to ask me to come in as an undersheriff to assist him in his budgeting process. The canine facility that we just spoke about reported to me, the business office, other areas of functions. We grew close, and hopefully that's something he would agree with in heaven. We worked closely side by side for years, when I also had the privilege at the same time of being a member of the New Jersey General Assembly for a lot of that. And the sheriff was supportive of that and made sure that I advocated for law enforcement requirements all the way through, and that was a privilege to be a partner with him on that. When the boss passed away, there was a choice to make. I work with a great, great amount of professionals here that do their job incredibly well every day. It's a privilege to come to work here every day. So being part of the law enforcement community has been an honor for me in my life, and leading these great group of men and women. By the way, 22% of our sworn personnel are female. People don't realize that it's that high. And we have a diverse group that's young. 45% of our sworn officers are here 5 years or less on the job. So we've got a lot of training to do, a lot of requirements that are part of that position, but a lot of excited, youthful energy that makes this place an incredible place to come to work each day.
Sheriff Joe Crime, thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
Well, Bernie, thank you, and thank you to Cranford Radio.